Now that you have set your subconscious mind to work on your behalf, we need to capitalize on the work it has done for you all night long on your behalf. Now, while you were asleep, your subconscious mind has been arduously arranging items in your mind and clearing the cognitive clutter so that you can more effortlessly conquer the problem that you set before it. Your mind wants to be successful. It wants to succeed, and it wants to succeed with the fewest calories burned as possible. You have leveraged your subconscious, and now it's time to engage your conscious mind. But I gotta tell you, there's a problem. Your mind is hungry to feel good. Your mind wants to have a burst of that feel-good hormone, dopamine. I'm telling you, your body wants that rush. Now, do you remember the character Odysseus from Greek mythology? Now, on the journey toward victory, the boats of Odysseus sail dangerously close to the Isle of the Sirens. Now, these mythological temptresses have beautiful songs that lure would-be champions to hear more of their seductive singing, taking them off course and crashing their sea vessels against the hidden rocks. The sweet-singing cannibals then devour the would-be heroes. What a tragedy. Listen, sweet-sounding songs tempt us as well. We too turn aside to the quick-fix buzz from social media, obsessively looking to see who has liked our meaningless post. We ignorantly get off course and are diverted from the mission as we are allured. Just one more round of that game on our phone. It feels good, doesn't it? There's a reason. Your body is releasing dopamine. This is a powerful substance. It's been scientifically proven to spike when we use drugs, have sex, check social media, or play a game on our phones. Now, did you catch that? Brain scans show a high spike in feel-good hormones through your harmless use of social media. We have trained our brains where we can get a quick buzz. Need a break? Play a game on your phone. Boom! You have just received a small dose of dopamine. Maybe social media or a game is not as benign as we might imagine. I'm telling you, your brain craves rewards. Your body rewards itself with dopamine. Now, just like Pavlov's dogs, your body knows exactly where to get a burst of dopamine. And it knows that it's waiting just on the other side of that Facebook notification glaring at you on your phone. Over time, you will be conditioned to click for that reward. Just like an untrained child who ruins their dinner by gorging themselves on candy, the song of the sirens seduces us too. We take the bait, we crash into the underwater rocks, and we ruin our productivity. We took the lesser buzz. Now, in the story, Homer's story of Odysseus, there was another character, Jason. He too was faced with the temptation of the sirens, but his solution was much different. You see, his solution was of a different order. Jason declined to put wax into the ears of his crew like Odysseus. Instead, he ordered Orpheus, a musician of incomparable talent, to play his most beautiful songs. And at that point, the sirens didn't stand a chance. Jason's men and his crew were not inclined in the least to succumb. Why? Because they had rebuffed the sounds of the sirens because they heard something far better. We need to retrain our system. We need to listen for a better song. We need to hold out for a bigger buzz. You want to feel good, but we must train our brain and our mind to hold out for the greater feel-good moment. Now, in his book, best-selling book, Deep Work by Cal Newport, he decries the sad state of our digitally addicted society. Using hard-won scientific research, Newport shows how digital distractions often short-circuit our ability to concentrate. This creates a cyclical pattern of taking these quick-fix buzzes time and time again. But deeper work truly creates a deeper buzz. Deep work creates deeper rewards that biologically will help us as well as professionally. It's a reward. This skill, however, takes practice. We need to resist the instant yet short-lived dopamine rush that comes from checking our device. Then we can train our body's reward system to kick out those feel-good hormones as we come up for air after a two-hour session of deep and undistracted work. I'm telling you, deep work takes deep concentration, and yet it provides deep rewards. Now, when we want to achieve something of significance, we will be rewarded with dopamine. We will not only have this natural high, but you'll be moving towards your goal, and you'll begin to rewrite what your brain craves. A snowball effect begins to start taking place. And at first, your body, I'm telling you, is gonna resist this. It's gonna be deprived as we detach and as we try to double down. However, if we stay focused, listening to the right song, we will set a new pattern of reward behaviors. And I'm telling you, your body will want more. Dopamine is addictive. You just need to train your brain where it can get the most dopamine. Trust me, your body will respond. And if you don't trust me, trust the overwhelming scientific evidence of brain chemistry. Engineer your best endorphin rush. Don't ruin your dinner with a lesser buzz. Hold out and create a new pathway. Now, the lead productivity planner has a specific section, quote, building margin. Now, certain tasks literally take time and brain power and yet produce the greatest results. Use your planner and fill in one big item into the building margin category. Next, you're gonna block off a simple 2-hour chunk of your week and do a deep dive into that project or item. Now, in the next video, I'll tell you how to structure that 2-hour time so that you can have your biggest productivity win.